Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. If it's 3 p.m. Central, it's Basic Gospel Live, and we want to hear from you. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and give us a call at 844-322-2742 if there's something you'd like to talk about, a particular Bible passage, maybe a situation at home or at the office, wherever it might be. Well, we're here to serve you, and we'd love to discuss it with you right now. Again, that number, 844-322-2742, if that's good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742, lines available right now. So, with his thoughts for today's program, as we get underway, here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. A couple of resources that we want to point our listeners to before we get into the meat of the broadcast today. First, we posted a YouTube video on how to overcome anxiety. There's 40,000 Americans that suffer from some sort of anxiety disorder. And they're looking for help. They're looking for solutions. They're looking for answers. And certainly this coronavirus epidemic is raising the level of those anxious feelings and the fear that's out there in the world. So this is a wonderful resource. It's in our YouTube channel, basicgospel.net/YouTube, basicgospel.net/YouTube. So that's available. Also, we have produced, and we've had this for a while, but it's always beneficial, always helpful. It is a little pamphlet called The Biblical Path to Peace. The Biblical Path to Peace. And in this, we don't just list Bible verses, although there are a number of Bible verses in here. We talk about how we as humans process information, how we think about things, and some of the faulty premises that we use in processing that information that lead us down the wrong path, that really lead us down a path where anxiety and fear and anger and all of those things can become a part of our day-to-day experience. Well, God wants you to experience peace. God wants you to experience a sense of calm, a sense of assurance, a sense of confidence, knowing who He is and knowing that He has promised to meet all your needs according to His riches and glory. So we have this wonderful little pamphlet called The Biblical Path to Peace. This pamphlet is free just for the asking. You can go to our website, basicgospel.net, and I think we have a banner there. You can also go to basicgospel.net/peace, basicgospel.net/peace. There is a form that you fill out, and you can download that, download this particular pamphlet. If you would like for us to mail it to you, there is a place where you can request that as well. But this is The Biblical Path to Peace. I know many people are trying to find that right now. How can I experience peace in the midst of what's going on all around me? Well, now, Bob, with that, with those housekeeping things behind us, let's jump into a very important passage for us right now, and it's in Philippians chapter 2. Philippians is just a beautiful book. It's about rejoicing. It's about hope. It's about the joy that we can experience as children of God. It's about attitudes and philosophies of life. Paul said, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. So either way, it's a win-win proposition for believers. Living here on this planet, we get to enjoy Christ. We get to grow in our knowledge of Him. If we die, that's better. That's even better. We get to go be with the Lord and be with Him forever. But that's our reality. That's our truth. That's our anchor. That's our hope. So with that as truth, Paul talks about attitudes, attitudes of the heart. And so in chapter 2, starting in verse 1, he says this: so if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy. So he's listing out some things that we have. Now, there's a lot of people that may not know they have these things in Christ Jesus, but the reality is that they do. They have encouragement in Christ Jesus. I mean, it is an encouragement to know that you are in Him and He is in you.
Indeed.
And that's your reality every single day as a believer. Any comfort from love. Do you get any comfort from the fact that God loves you and that absolutely nothing can separate you from the love of God? I mean, that is a comforting reality. Cling to that. So any comfort in love, any participation in the Spirit, my goodness, you have the Spirit of God living in you. You have the Comforter right there with you. He is going to walk with you through every circumstance that you experience in life, and He is going to give you wisdom. He's going to give you strength. He's going to give you understanding. He's going to give you courage. He's going to give you all the things that you need to get through the circumstances that life throws your way. So you have this participation in the Spirit, any affection, any sympathy. Well, then He goes on to say, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. And then He goes on, and this is, I think, very timely for us today. Do nothing from rivalry or conceit or selfish ambition, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. When you go to Walmart or Target or all of those things as a believer, let this be in your heart and mind. Mm-hmm. Let this be how you go about your day. Why? Because you have Christ. Christ is in you. That's encouraging to your soul. You have the comfort of His love. You have the knowledge that He is going to meet every need that you have according to His riches in glory. You have the Comforter with you,
yes.
The Holy Spirit. His presence is walking with you through every situation. So you don't have to be selfish. You don't have to think that the whole world revolves around you. You can be a light in this world. And as He goes on to say, further down in chapter 2, that we can shine as lights in this world, amongst this perverse generation that we're living in. So if you want to shine as a light in this world of darkness, let the attitudes of Christ Jesus really take grip of your mind, your emotions, your will, and boy, you will have the joy of the Lord like never before.
Absolutely. Great thoughts, Bob. Thank you for those. As we get this edition of Basic Gospel underway, we encourage your call at 844-322-2742. Plenty of open lines right now, so if you're hearing the live broadcast at roughly 7 or 8 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, it is the live broadcast, and you can call right now, 844-322-2742, and you can come directly into the studio and speak directly with us here at Basic Gospel. You know, as we've been emphasizing this month, knowing Jesus is the most important experience we'll ever have in this life. Many of us know about Him, but our five-message series, The Jesus You Can Know, will help you know Him in a closely personal way. There is no substitute for knowing Jesus, for knowing and Him knowing you, by the way. And with that in mind, we want to send you a copy of this very insightful series, The Jesus You Can Know. It's our way of saying thanks for your gift to Basic Gospel in the month of March. Just click donate when you visit basicgospel.net and be sure to request your copy of The Jesus You Can Know. Again, that's basicgospel.net. Once again, I want to give the number because the lines are wide open, 844-322-2742. About this question from a listener in Tampa, Philippians 1:6 says, He who began the good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. Is the day of Jesus Christ referring to His return at the time of the resurrection or something else?
Well, I've always thought of it in terms of the day of Jesus Christ being the day that He comes back, when He comes to get us. So as long as we're here in this body of flesh, the work that He began in us individually, as individual believers, the work that He is doing in and through the body at large, He is going to be continuing that work and be using us to manifest His life and His love and His mercy and His forgiveness out there in the world, as we just read, enabling us, empowering us to be lights in this world. So I look at that as the day that Jesus Christ comes back.
Okay, we hope the listener is listening, and that's a help to you. And again, if you have a question, you can call anytime, day or night, 844-322-2742. Well, Bob from Atlanta, a listener writes that a friend is telling him that the Lord's Prayer is an applicable prayer for today, even though he says, I explained it to him, that the prayer has already been answered. He says that God's kingdom has not yet come and that his kingdom is the New Jerusalem. That's the main sticking point. What is your response?
Well, it's kind of interesting. Paul has a different take on that. For example, in chapter 1 of the book of Colossians, he says this, that he has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So there's a kingdom that Paul is talking about. There's
yes.
the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Well, we were once in the kingdom of darkness, the realm of darkness. We were rescued from that realm by the saving blood of Jesus Christ, by his death, burial, and resurrection. And when we were saved from that kingdom, we were transferred to a new kingdom, the kingdom of God's beloved Son. And it's in him, in this kingdom, that we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So the kingdom has come in Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, and he is ruling and reigning through you and me. Mm-hmm. So how is the kingdom being expressed out there in the world today? Well, it's not being expressed in it, you know, with borders surrounding
right,
it,
yeah.
Where we can look at it and say on a map, there's the kingdom of God.
Oh.
No, the kingdom of God has been dispersed all over the world through you and me. So we have the reign of Christ happening inside of us individually and happening inside of the body of Christ. He is the head, we're the body. And so that rule and reign of Jesus as both Lord and King is happening right here and right now.
Yeah.
So as far as this Lord's Prayer, I think your answer, Cliff, is outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
This is a prayer you don't see being prayed at any other time after the cross of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Why? Because that cross was the answer, was God's answer. So Jesus is where it becomes on earth as it is in heaven.
Sure.
So Jesus was sent to was sent from heaven. He came to earth. He took upon himself flesh and blood. He offered that flesh and blood as the sacrifice, the once for all sacrifice to take away our sins forever, so that we could be in relationship with God. So where is that meeting place? Well, as Jesus says, he is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the meeting place. He is the place where we experience the very mercy of God and can be in relationship with God the Father. So as it is in heaven, is now on earth, in Jesus.
Yes.
That's the good news.
Mm-hmm.
And so this prayer has been answered. In Christ, we have forgiveness of sins. And now now the New Testament, this new covenant, tells us that we are to forgive others as God in Christ has forgiven us. So we have forgiveness of sins, just like I read, in this kingdom that we now reside in, this kingdom of known as the kingdom of the beloved Son. It's in him we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins, and because of that, we can extend forgiveness to others.
Absolutely. Great answer, Bob, and thank you for that. I'm going to give that phone number again, 844-322-2742. It is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis. And as Bob was saying at the outset of the broadcast, we have a little pamphlet we'd like to get into your hands, particularly during this time of unrest due to the COVID-19 virus that's causing such a ruckus, that stinking little bug out there. It's called The Biblical Path to Peace, a little pamphlet that will bring peace to your heart. So we encourage you to get yours. You can get it at basicgospel.net/peace. Again, that's basicgospel.net/peace for The Biblical Path to Peace. Well, again, it's Basic Gospel, and Bob, we had something else we wanted to talk about.
Well, I just want to talk a little bit more about this,
okay,
about this pamphlet, and to talk about kind of how we think.
Mm-hmm.
because that's really the thing that gets us in the messes that we find ourselves in from time to time. It's not our emotions. It starts first and foremost with our thinking.
Yes.
Now, one of the things that we discover when a virus like this hits, a pandemic, we've got the greatest minds on planet Earth doing everything in their power to bring the spread of this to an end. But as of right now, we don't have answers. We don't have solutions. So it looks like we're totally out of control as human beings. Well, there's one of the problems that we experience in life, that we think as human beings that we can be in control of our destinies, that we are the decision makers. Well, I think nature tells us time and time again that's not the case.
Right.
So if you're thinking that you can always be in control, then something like this is just going to knock you off your high horse.
Yeah.
Because that is a position of pride, to think that you as a human being, a created being, can be in control, that you can outthink and outpower and outmuscle anything that comes your way. We just don't have those capabilities. We're pretty special. We were created in the image of God, but we're not God.
Right.
So there's only one entity that's in control, and that is God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, God the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
the Godhead. The Godhead is in control. So we have to always learn to entrust life, ourselves, to God the Father, to Jesus, to the Holy Spirit.
Right.
So that puts us in the proper mindset. So if you think you're in control, if you think you can control your destiny, you can control your future, that you have it all just mapped out perfectly and nothing is going to thwart your plan, you've just got wrong thinking.
Yeah.
You have absolutely missed the boat as far as realistic thinking is concerned. You are way over in that category of unrealistic thinking, unrealistic expectations, misplaced dependencies. So it's time to get that thinking back to reality, to think true thoughts, pure thoughts, right thoughts. And you can only do that as that mind is being renewed by the Word of God, by the Spirit of God, by the truth concerning Jesus Christ. So when you let go of that worldly perspective that we can be in control and grab a hold of truth that Christ is in us, He's our hope of glory, then when life throws stuff at you, you're prepared, you're equipped mm-hmm. to deal with it.
Yes.
Why so many people are reeling right now is because they have approached this with a worldly perspective.
Yes.
And it's time to let go of that worldly perspective and grab a hold of a godly perspective. And when you grab a hold of truth, that's when truth will set you free, and that's when truth will put you on a solid foundation and enable you to navigate the trials and tribulations of life. So that's what this pamphlet of peace is all about. It's not about a mantra of saying Jesus, 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 and then everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
It's a pamphlet that is going to work you through your thinking patterns.
Yes.
And what you're thinking about right now, and will enable you to take a look at that in light of what is truth, what the Word of God has revealed. As Jesus said, you will know truth. Truth will set you free. If you're not dealing with this and you are in bondage to fear and anxiety and getting into panic stage, mm-hmm. You're not free.
Yeah.
So you need the truth of God's Word to set you free.
We're talking about this little pamphlet. It's called The Biblical Path to Peace, and we want you to have a free copy of it. And all you need to do to obtain yours is go to basicgospel.net/peace. basicgospel.net/peace. Well, Bob, we had this question from Mike in Louisville. He says, some people say that not everything Jesus says in the Bible is exactly word for word, and that things have gotten misinterpreted as the stories were passed down through the years. Are they right or are they wrong?
Well, I think when you go and take a look at manuscripts, so what was written, those original autographs, we don't have those. So the actual letter that Paul penned to the Galatians or to the Colossians or the letters that Peter penned, we don't have those original autographs.
Right.
What we have are copies of that. So as you read through the gospel accounts, you meet this group known as the scribes. Well, what were the scribes? They were the people that copied down letter for letter, word for word, the Old Testament scriptures. And so every synagogue would have had a copy of the scrolls of the Old Testament writings.
Right.
And so those have been preserved, those copies. We've found great numbers of those. And then the letters of the New Testament, those gospel accounts, those letters that were written by the apostles, when they reached their intended audience, then somebody there would copy that down, and they would circulate that letter to be read, and so somebody would copy that down. Now, here's what we have. We have over 10,000 different manuscripts extant today in various languages.
Yeah, that's a good number.
That is a huge number. I mean, that outstrips every other writing of antiquity by a bunch,
yes,
by a whole bunch. Well, and we have some that are dated around 150 A.D., so not very long after the actual events occurred. And then we have a whole bunch of these manuscripts dated around 1,000 A.D. or 1,000 years after the time of these events. And when you compare those, when you compare the earlier ones to the later ones, you see very little divergence.
Yeah.
You might see a line that has been added in a later manuscript because it might have been copied from, you know, another letter or something. Mm-hmm. They thought it probably should have fit there,
yeah,
or something like that. But you see very little discrepancies between the stories. So we are really quite sure and quite certain that when we open up the Word of God, we're reading actually what God transmitted to through these humans under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to be preserved and shared with you and me.
Yeah.
So we can have utmost confidence in the validity of the Word of God, the authority of the Word of God, and the veracity of the Word of God. We don't need to doubt what God has preserved through the ages.
I think we can squeeze in this question from Tony. In view of many churches, denominations, and even seminaries gradually accommodating the ever-changing society of ours, is there such a condition as a false conversion?
Well, there's certainly a lot of false conversions. They're really not conversions.
Yeah.
So somebody may have just given lip service to the facts of the gospel.
Yeah.
Yes, I believe Jesus died. Yes, I believe he was a historical figure. Yes, I believe he was raised back from the dead. I know the facts, but that's different from a heart response,
yes,
a faith response to the good news of Jesus Christ. So when somebody, when a by grace through faith conversion takes place, that person is saved. That person has crossed over from death to life. That person is now indwelt by the Holy Spirit. That person is different and new.
Yes, indeed. Great answer, Bob. Thank you for that. And friends, thank you for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel. If you have questions or concerns, leave us a call overnight, 844-322-2742. As we've said, Jesus is the most important experience we can have in life, and we have a 5-CD series called The Jesus You Can Know to help you get to know Him in a more personal way. We want you to have a copy as you make your donation to Basic Gospel at basicgospel.net. Join us, friends, and partner with us in this good news of the grace of God. Well, now for Bob and the ministry staff, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.